This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
How's it made?
Och, hello, Sir Sidney McSprocket here. I've been in action capturing facts all about manufacturing. It's for this rather splendid stipendiary compendium I'm compiling. You just ask it how something is made, and it'll oblige with a fulsome explanation. Now, marbles are a lot of fun. These small glass balls are very attractive, and there's all manner of games you can play with them. Ever wondered how they're manufactured? Well, let's find out. You don't have to be a genius to have figured out that the main ingredient of a marble is glass. It makes them very hard and gives them that rather lovely chinking noise. Glass is made from a mix of sand, soda lime, silica, and other ingredients added for decoration. Recycled glass is also often used.
Step 1.
The raw materials are fed into enormous furnaces and heated for more than a day to over 1,200 degrees Celsius. That's enough to melt it into a thick, sticky liquid.
Step 2.
The sticky liquid is pushed out of the furnace in a long sausage, and a cutting machine slices it into equal globs of molten glass.
Step 3.
These globs slide down chutes on spinning cast iron rolls. It's this rolling that creates the perfect spherical shape. It also helps the newly formed marbles to cool.
Step 4.
Some marbles have a rather lovely swirl inside them. This is achieved by inserting different coloured glass inside the globs before they are rolled in shape.
Step 5.
The marbles will be sorted into sizes, and those which are too big or too small will be sent for recycling. A final polish removes any dirt, and they're ready for packaging. Marbles come in a tremendous range of colours with swirls in every shade. Incredible to think that in the past they managed to achieve similar effects only using the heat of the furnace and the glassworker's skills. Now, I must get on, but come back soon and find out more about manufacturing with my splendid stipendiary compendium.
How's It Made? With support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition. Find out more at funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.